Viva la vegan!
Hi, I'm Lee Chantel from VivaLaVegan.net and welcome to this week's question and answer. We do this series every Tuesday here on our YouTube channel and I hope to see you in the future. This week it is, what are your tips for family-friendly vegan meals? This is a great question and there's so many great vegan meals out there and many that are suitable for your whole family. I think the best way to get your family and in particular your children or other people's children involved and excited about food is to actually get them involved in the whole process, whether it's from gardening, growing food, to preparing and cooking the food in the kitchen. Keep in mind to make meals as colourful as possible, use different ingredients, try new things and use a different combination if your family doesn't like something the first time you try it. Keep in mind there is a lot of mock meats available now that are vegan and these are good every now and then, but please don't rely on these all the time for food. I'll give you quite a few examples now, so I hope that helps. Here's some ideas. Spaghetti with mock meatballs, pesto pasta, mac and cheese. You can add many different vegetables to this, add some kale to the mac and cheese, pasta baked with chickpeas, lasagna. And for a lot of these that have a cheese sauce, try out my vegan cheese sauce to mix in with that. Remember to get the little ones involved, use easy sort of meals, and you can make things such as pizza, burgers, wraps and falafels, and just use whatever ingredients you have in your fridge. Make some chips or make a healthier version of chicken nuggets from whatever you have in the fridge and put them in little nugget shapes. You could have a Mexican themed night where you can have burritos, tacos and nachos. You can use beans, avocados, coconut cream and grate up whatever carrots you have in the fridge. There's quite a few ideas there. I'd love to know what you use. What are your favourite go-to vegan family-friendly meals? Let me know in the comments below and see VivaLaVegan.net for more information. I'll see you next week for our next Q&A, which is, how do I find products not tested on animals? See you then.